This week, the Federal Communications Commission declined to take a step into regulating technology. The commission will allow the company that makes the TiVo video recording device to sell a new service. It allows people to share recorded programs over the internet with a limited number of friends who will be registered with TiVo. That may not sound like a big deal, but some people are concerned that the FCC even considered becoming involved in what's essentially consumer electronic design. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
So why did the FCC take up this issue? We asked Mike Godwin.
It's an odd story that the FCC is playing this role.
Godwin follows the FCC closely in his role as legal director of Public Knowledge. That's an advocacy group for digital and intellectual property rights. He says the public generally associates the FCC with indecency complaints of the Janet Jackson or Howard Stern variety.
Here they're suddenly involved in a whole set of technologies that people don't normally think of in any kind of relation to the FCC.
To understand why it's happening, you have to look back to last November. That's when the commission approved something known as the broadcast flag.
The first things you have to know is it's not a flag.
The flag is really an embedded code. It's designed to protect movies and TV shows from being illegally copied. Manufacturers are being required to install software that can interpret that code.
The way it works is you have to design all the equipment that ever receives the television, all the equipment that connects to the receivers, in a certain way to pay attention to the flag.
In other words, when your home receiver senses a flag, it will allow you to watch your favorite show and send it to your mom on the internet, but not to your cousin Martha, unless she's also on your list of friends registered with TiVo. That makes it harder to spread copyrighted material over the internet. The problem is it might keep them from doing legal things, too. Jim Berger served as TiVo's chief counsel in the FCC case.
As we joke in the industry, you can't put a judge on a chip to see if everything a person does is proper. So you can't regulate copyright with technology.
The FCC is not in the business of enforcing copyright law, says Rick Chesson. He chairs the FCC's Digital Television Task Force.
The FCC is not the copyright office, and the broadcast flag is not a mechanism for enforcing all copyright laws.
But the commission is exercising immense industry-wide control over too many copy protection technologies, says Mike Godwin of Public Knowledge.
They don't actually have any authority to do this.
And that's why Public Knowledge and other groups have filed a lawsuit against the FCC to overturn the broadcast flag. Godwin says there's nothing new about the commission regulating products and technologies. It required all TV sets to have UHF tuners, for example, and the V-chip. But this time, there's a difference.
In all those other cases, the FCC has been given express authority by a law passed by Congress to do those things. Here, Congress has not spoken. Congress has not told them to put the broadcast flag scheme in place. They've really done it on their own.
The people pushing for the broadcast flag are among the world's most powerful copyright holders, including the Motion Picture Association of America. But critics argue that these industries and consumers will ultimately be hurt if new technologies are bottlenecked at the FCC, each awaiting approval before entering the market. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.